This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Terumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ein Neisnin Deveila Ugronois Letoicha Muros Memneishu Ma'avdin Avol Neisnin Esayayin Lama Uros. Sometimes people soak fig cakes or dried figs in fish brine and then squeeze them out for their juice and throw them away. It is forbidden to do so with truma figs, since this is considered wasting them. However, one may pour truma wine into the fish brine, since it will be eaten together with the fish. Ve'ein maf mafatmin es hashemen, aval oisin es hayayin yanu molin. One may not use chulin spices to give a good smell to truma oil, since the spices absorb the oil in the process and are then strained out and thrown away. However, one may mix chulin honey and pepper with truma wine, since it is drunk with the wine. Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma mipnei shehu mamitai. One may not cook truma wine, since this causes it to evaporate. Reb Yehuda Mater b'mnei shehu mashbichai. Reb Yehuda permits it, since this improves its quality by making it last longer. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Terumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Dvash, Temorim, V'yein Tapuchin, V'choy Meitz Sesvonios, U'shar Kol Mei Peiroi Shol Truma, Reb Eliezer, Mechayev Keren V'choymish. If a non-kohen accidentally drank Truma date honey, or apple cider, or vinegar made from spring grapes, which do not ripen and cannot be made into wine or any other fruit juice, Reb Eliezer said he must replace it with an additional fifth, like any other truma that we learned in Perek Vav. Reb Yehoshua Peiter. Reb Yehoshua said he need only repay the truma he took, but need not add a fifth, since Reb Yehoshua did not consider these things food, but rather the offspring of the fruit, the sweat of the fruit. For Rebbe Eliezer, mitame mishum mashke. Reb Eliezer considered them like liquids in terms of what's called ritual impurity. They are susceptible to tumma, and they make foods they touch susceptible to tumma, which is the inyan of machshirin. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua, lo manu chachomim shiva mashkin kemoine patomim, ela omru shiva mashkin temein ushakol mashkin tahirin. Rabbi Yehoshua said that when the chachomim listed the seven liquids that make something mukhshar, ready to be makabel tumma, make them ritual impurity, they did not just rattle off a list of wares. They meant specifically those seven, but not any other liquid. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Terumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein oisim temorim devash, velo tapuchin yayin, velo sisfonius chaymetz, ushar kol ha-peiris, ein mishanin oisam, mebir yoson, betruma, uba maisesheni, elezesim vanovim bilvad. One may not make date honey, or apple cider, or spring grape vinegar, or change the form of any other truma or maisesheni fruit, with the sole exception of olives and grapes, which may be squeezed into oil and wine. Ein seif gin ho arbayim mishum orla ela al hayetze min hazesim u min hanavim. Similarly, one is not liable for makis, for drinking the orla of fruit juice, except for olive oil and wine. Ve'ein mevin bikurin mashkin ela hayetze min hazesim u min hanavim. Bikurim may not be brought from any liquid except for olive oil and wine. Ve'enoi metame mishum mashke ela hayetze min hoazesim u min hoanovim. Among all fruit juices, only olive oil and wine have the status of liquids for ritual impurity. Ve'en makriven al gabi hamizbeach ela hayetze min hazesim umin huanovim. Only olive oil and wine are offered on the mizbeach. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Uktze te'enim ugroigrois v'ha klisim v'he charuvin shel teruma asurim lazarim. Non kohanim may not eat the stems of teruma of fresh figs or dried figs, klisim figs or carobs. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Gar'inei truma bizman shehu mechansan asuris. Some pits are soft and somewhat edible, so if the kohen stores these pits after he eats the fruit, it shows that he intends to eat them. Therefore, they have the restrictions of truma. Ve'im hishlichan mutaris. If he throws them away, they do not have the restrictions of truma. V'chein atzmeis hakodoshim bezman shu mechansan asurin. The same is true of the soft bones of korbanos, which are somewhat edible. If they are stored, they are forbidden. V'im hishlichan mutarin. If they are thrown away, they are permitted. Hamorsan mutar. The coarse bran of truma grain does not have the status of truma and is therefore permitted to non-kohanim. Subin shel chadashos asuros. The fine bran of grains that are ground when they are new and moist is forbidden, since flour remains stuck to the bran. Vishel yishanais mutarais. If the grains are ground after they are older and dried out enough, the fine bran is permitted. Vinoyheg batruma kederech shu noyheg bachulin. A kohen may sift his truma and throw away the inedible bran just as he would for chulin. Ham sales kav, o kabayim lisa, lo yabed es hashar, ela yanichenu b'mokom hamutzna. If he sifts it to make extra fine flour, such that even the edible bran is removed, he may not throw it away, but must keep it in a safe place. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Terumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mugura shepino mimenu chitei truma ein mechayv naitzei liyais yayshev u melakir achas achas ela mechabed kedarkoi v'noisin l'toichoi chulin. If a person empties a bin of truma grains with his intention to fill the bin with chulin instead, he need not pick it out every last grain of truma before pouring in the chulin. It is enough to simply sweep it out as he normally would do. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. V'chein chovis shel shemen shenishpecha, ein mechayev en oisai liyos yoshiv, umetapeach, ela noyeg ba kederach shu noyeg bachulin. Similarly, if he had a barrel of truma oil that spilled, he need not wipe it out from every last drop of truma oil before adding chulin oil. It is enough to empty it out as he normally would do. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ham oveh mikad lekad, v'noitev shalosh tipin, noisein l'toicha chulin. If he has a jug of truma oil and pours it into another jug, he need not pour out every last drop before adding chulin oil. It is enough to pour it until it stops to flow, and then three more drops. Then he could go ahead and add the chulin. Here, kino umitso harezu truma. If he does not add chulin, but turns the jug right side up, such that the oil that was stuck to the side gathers on the bottom, it is still considered truma. V'kama tehe b'trumas maisa shel demai v'yolichenu lakoyen echad mishmoina lashminis. If a person ties a tiny amount of tomei trumas maiser of demai, he need not bother bringing it to a kohen until he has at least 1/64th of a lug to give. But if it is tahar, or taken from definite tevel, then he must bring it to a kohen regardless of the amount. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Karshine Truma, Ma'achilin Oysam Labehema, V'Lachaya, V'Tarnagoylim. It is generally forbidden to feed Truma to an animal. However, vetch beans of Truma may be fed to a Behema, a Chaya, or bird, since they are normally used as animal fodder. Yisrael shesochar pora mikohen ma'achila karshine truma. If a Yisrael rents a cow from a kohen, he may feed his truma vetch beans to the cow rather than give them directly to a kohen, since we may assume that the kohen owner wants his cow to be well fed. The kohen shesocha pora mi Yisrael, afo pishem is a neseha olav, lo yachilenu karshine truma. If a kohen rents a cow from a Yisrael, even though he's responsible for feeding it, he may not feed it truma vetch beans, since only an animal belonging to a kohen may eat it. Yisrael shesham pora mi kohen, lo yachilenu karshine truma. If a Yisrael takes charge of a kohen's cow in a deal by which they evaluate its price, then the Yisrael fattens it, and then they evaluate its price again and split the profits, he may not feed it truma vetch beans, since he took the responsibility for its initial price when he took charge of it. It is as if he bought it from the kohen. The kohen shesham pora mi Yisrael machile karshine truma. If a kohen takes charge of Yisrael's cow, he may feed it truma vetch beans And that's the end of Mishnah Tess. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Madlikin Shemen Sreifa, Bebate Kenesiais, Ubebate Midrashais, Ubemavais Hoafelin, Valgabe Achulin, Vershus Kayin. If Truma oil became Tamei, it may be lit in shuls, yeshivas, dark alleys, and for the sick, provided that there is also a kohen there to benefit from its light. Bas Yisrael sheniseis lakohen v'hi limuda etzel avia madlik b'rishusa. If the daughter of Yisrael marries a kohen and goes back to visit her father may light truma oil in her presence. Madlikin bebeis hamishta avalo bebeis ho'evil divrei Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, it may be lit at a festival occasion if there is a kohen there, but not at a mourner's house. Reb Yosi aimer bebeis evil avalo bebeis hamishta. Reb Yosi said it may be lit at a mourner's house, but not at a festive occasion. Reb Meir Oyser Kan Vekan. Reb Meir forbids lighting it in either place. Rebbe Shimon Mater Kan Vekan. Rebbe Shimon permits both. The concern is that the lamp might be carried away from the vicinity of the Kohen. Reb Yehuda holds that this is a concern at a Beis Avel, a mourner's house, where people wear dark clothing and do not care if the oil spills on them, but not at a festive meal where people wear clean white clothing. While Reb Yosi holds that this is a concern at a festival meal where people want light, but not at a mourner's house where they prefer to sit in the dark. Reb Meir holds of both concerns, and Reb Shimon holds of neither. That is the end of Mishnah Yud and the end of the Masechta. Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Trumais.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.